This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, everyone. I really like your show a lot. It's been helping me through a really tough time. My mom died of... My mom died of cancer in 2020, December 28th, on December 28th. And, I've had a lot of experiences with her. It was on her birthday, May 11th of 2021. My dad and my brother and I all went out to eat at her favorite Indian restaurant. And then my brother, my dad, and I were all bickering, of course, because my mom was there to break the ice. And they both went into the bathroom to wash their hands, and I was just sitting there, not wanting to go, just because I was trying to rebel, I guess. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, the lights in the restaurant flickered on and off, which is really weird because no one else seemed to notice. And when I got back, it was like nothing had happened. Like, my brother nor my dad didn't notice, or they didn't really believe me, like always. And then another time, it was a week before my 27th birthday. I'm 27 now. And I was actually listening to your ghost story podcast, your podcast. And then all of a sudden, the show stopped playing, and my phone was in my back pocket, and I didn't press anything, or, you know, like, I didn't have it on. It was just locked, and it was playing your show, and then all of a sudden, it went on to her playlist that she calls Best on Spotify, and her favorite song, With Arms Outstretched by Rilo Kiley came on from her playlist. It was so random and so weird, and this happened when I was at work painting at my old job, and I remember I started bawling my eyes out. And then I had a few more experiences. Two were in my dreams, because my grandma also passed away in the same year, like right after my mom, of old age. I had a dream where I was running, chasing after someone, and all of a sudden I looked down and I walked into my grandma's walker, because that's what she had when I last saw her, and she told me it's okay. And then in the other dream, I was in a haunted house, and I was trying to, like, find my way out, and I couldn't, because I'm feeling really lost right now and trying to figure out who I am and what I like and who I want to be. And then that's probably why I was having the dream. And then all of a sudden, I end up in the living room of our house where my mom used to sit in the chair when she was sick. And she stood up, and then she told me it's okay. And that was really comforting and, like, a little scary. But, and also, this was a week before Thanksgiving in 2022 of this year. I was in the kitchen. I had just gotten home from working at the restaurant at one of my part-time jobs, and I was eating some tacos, and then all of a sudden the lights in the kitchen flickered on and off. Like, it was so weird. It was like it dimmed all the way down, and then it, like, flickered for a little bit. And yeah, I think that was my mom too, because like it's weird, only the lights in the dining room flicker on and off. It's just, and then but it never happens in the kitchen, which is really weird. And of course my dad was in the other room, so no one noticed. And then I have one more experience that happens. It was when I was working at this other restaurant in February of this year. I was having a hard time with some of my friends because they aren't speaking to me because I'm really depressed right now. But I was replenishing the towels and the toilet paper in the men's bathroom, and no one else was in there, and the lights all of a sudden started flickering on and off. And then, I don't know, it could have just been the circuit, but I still think it was my mom, because, like, I know when I know it's her, if that makes any sense. But I haven't had any recent experiences. And my mom passed away when she was 59 years old. And I live in Chicago, Illinois. And then also, my name is Emma. I'm actually recording this in the cemetery by my house because I came here to get some peace and quiet. It's a journal. But I just want to let you know, I really love your guys' show, and it's been keeping me going. And I love everyone on the show. Thanks, Tony, Harper, Carol, and Tony. Sorry if I said that again. I'm nervous, but thank you, everyone. If I left anyone out, I'm sorry. But those are my experiences, and I hope to have more soon. If I do, I will let you know and call you back. Bye. Thanks.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.